There's more than 120 specialty license plates in Florida, one of which is the wildflower license plate. Today, it costs $15 to purchase and goes to fund different programs throughout the state, like planting projects, education about wildflowers, and research. And Lisa Roberts with the Florida Wildflower Foundation says she was hoping this year they could raise that funding by asking for a $10 increase for the cost of the wildflower license plates.
And $25 is where most of the specialty license plates in Florida are right now. They collect a $25 donation when each one is sold. So we were trying to raise up to the level of the other specialty tags.
But those hopes were dashed recently when Governor Rick Scott vetoed the bill.
I was stunned.
And Roberts wasn't the only one. Susan Goldstein was also, quote, shocked by the veto. She lobbied on behalf of the foundation during the whole legislative session for the bill. Scott had also recently signed several other specialty license plates into law that each cost $25. And Goldstein says that's unfair, especially since the wildflower bill was one of the only bills that went through the entire committee process. The former lawmaker turned lobbyist says she was also shocked by the veto of a bill that had unanimous bipartisan support.
You know, having been a former legislator, having been, you know, an advocate and lobbyist for all these years, typically if the governor's office has an issue, they at least have the courtesy to call and say, we have an issue with this or we need more information, particularly when it was passed unanimously. But there were no calls. There was no indication of concern whatsoever. So we were blindsided.
Goldstein says another reason she didn't see the veto coming was because of the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative John Wood. During this past legislative session, Wood talked about his late mother, Ella, who was a former president of the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs. Wood says she was always passionate about wildflowers and later helped start the state's roadside wildflower planting program.
During her presidency, she spearheaded the establishment of a natural wildflower garden at the Federation State Headquarters in Winter Park. I can remember accompanying her to meet with Governor Graham to encourage the Florida Department of Transportation to plant wildflowers along our state roadways to showcase Florida's great beauty to both residents and visitors.
And those sentiments are the same as Hillsborough County Commissioner Al Higginbotham. He recently got his fellow county commissioners to adopt a wildflower resolution, allowing the county to plant the flowers along the roadways. And they're getting help through a grant called La Florida, Land of Flowers Community Grants, that's funded through the wildflower license plates. He says he would encourage all counties in Florida to start their own wildflower planting program.
Advantages of economic development. Motorists have something else to do other than look at billboards. There's nothing nicer than to see a patch of flowers growing along the roadside. I would strongly urge counties that not started a program of encouraging the wildflowers and native plants in general just to get on board and contact the folks and pass the resolution at the county commission level and get the ball rolling.
Hillsborough now joins 23 other counties that have adopted these wildflower resolutions, and Florida Wildflower Foundation Executive Director Lisa Roberts says her group had hoped to expand to other counties, but the extra funds vanished with the governor's veto.
We've had a lot of interest in learning to plant. We have a Learn to Plant program. We work directly with county roadside managers. You know, it's expensive. It's very administrative intensive, so we'll probably have to look at not expanding that program as we were planning.
In his veto letter, Governor Rick Scott said while he agrees it's voluntary, he doesn't believe Floridians should be subjected to a fee increase. The Florida Wildflower Foundation expects to bring the issue up again next year, according to lobbyist Susan Goldstein. And as for Representative Wood, he had no thoughts on the veto other than to say he, quote, respects the constitutional authority of the governor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.